Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Here I am at St. Margaret of Antioch's church in Ditchling, Sussex. So going in here, this is late 12th century, but there was a church on the site beforehand. And look at, you see that sort of stone. What do you call this? Is this flint? And then we got thanks be to God. So look at all the fine wooden carving, even in there. All right. So this is a Church of England church. Used to be Catholic, of course. Look, they do this in Romania and Germany. 25, as in year 2025. Caspar, Malchior, and Balthazar, as in the Magi, the three wise men visiting baby Jesus. And look at the baptismal font here. You can still be baptized here. And you can still get married here. And this door, which is rarely open. So look at the stained glass windows, which apparently are 19th century. And you see Jesus Christ complete with this halo, in memoriam, Wakeford Attree. Okay, so you see the foliated capitals here. There were Cluniac monks from Lewis Abbey who built this church. As in Cluniac monks, they followed the rule of that famous abbey in France, Cluny. And then this was extensively restored in 1863. And it had a rood screen and various statues until the late 1540s, when Edward VI, the godly imp, the new Josiah, the boy king to effect a religious reformation. So after his father, Henry VIII, had established the Church of England, he went further, Edward VI, and he destroyed a lot of Catholic imagery. So that's iconoclasm. And look at those regimental flags in the Royal British Legion. Well, that's the sort of veterans organisation for former members of the British Armed Forces. Faith, hope, love, the greatest of these is love. Okay, isn't that from one of the epistles of St. Paul here? This biblical quotation. And there we see Paul, didn't realise he was a bit bald, penning his epistle. All right. And it's got a dedication to the woman who gave the money. Therefore, and look, these rood screens were a little bit like this. And that's why the people couldn't probably see what the priest was doing. You see, Rho Chi for Christ. Yeah, the Greek letters. Step up here towards the choir. The rood screen would have been here, the Middle Ages, from this bit here across to the other side. And the priest would have faced away from the people. Obviously, Mass was said in Latin. This is not a performance. He's speaking to God, not to the laity. And so on. So, memorials to parishioners and so forth. Okay, so quite plain inside, quite Protestant, quite low church, because some Anglican churches are Anglo-Catholic, practice Catholicism within the Church of England. Okay, look, so there's St. Mark, Margaret of Antioch. Here's the altar, only two candles. Catholic Church, we've always got six. And that's late 19th century by a well-known local artist. You see the Lamb of God, and then St. George's cross behind. Not sure what the... Oh, yeah, they're the self-sacrificial. Is it pelican stabbing itself with its beak so the blood comes out to nurture its young? And what are these torches for on the left? Around, is it a crown of thorns that Jesus wore, and so on? And is that for a light, or is that to ring the bell? But there we go on. Okay, I think this is a lady chapel, okay? And you look, the lectern, the Bible is on that one. A lady chapel, obviously dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Sometimes it's called anti-chapel, anti-A-N-T-E, as in before chapel, a small chapel off the main worship space. St. Richard of Chichester, never heard of him. Okay, so there we go. And look at that fine hand-carved screen. Obviously it doesn't completely shut things off. And they can shut this little door here. There we go. I'm very glad it's open because Anglican churches are often only open at times of worship. So this is where Dame Vera Lynn's funeral took place in the summer of 2020. It was in deepest lockdown, so there were severe restrictions. A lot of people who mourners who wanted to attend had to wait outside, broadcast to them. Right, thank you for watching my video. And here we are into this beautiful graveyard.